I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Historical folk musicians Sparky and Rhonda Rucker bring the songs of the American struggle for democracy to the Hickory Ridge Concert Series tomorrow night at 7:30. Sparky and Rhonda weave their music into captivating stories that span over three centuries of African-American history, including slavery, the Underground Railroad, the Civil War, the westward migration, the birth of blues music, and the Civil Rights Movement. Sparky has been singing songs and telling stories from the American tradition for over 40 years. He accompanies himself on guitar, banjo, and spoons. And Rhonda is also a versatile performer, playing blues harmonica, piano, banjo, and adding vocal harmonies. The Hickory Ridge Concert Series is at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum outside Lewiston. Begins at 7:30 tomorrow night. The lobby opens at 6:30. The admission charge is $5 per adult and $3 for children under 12. The Dixon Mounds branch is located between Lewiston and Havana, off Route 78 and 97.
Won't you tell me where is that finger ring I gave you? Won't you tell me where is that finger ring? I gave you a ring, won't you tell me where is that finger ring I gave you? I never expect to see you anymore.
The Western Illinois University Music Library this month is hosting a display, Distinguished Women Music Educators, an exhibit to honor the life and works of prominent women teachers in the field of music education. Notables include Imogen Holst, daughter of composer Gustav Holst, composer of The Planets, Justine Ward, and Nadja Boulanger, who taught just about every major American composer for two generations. The exhibit will be on display the entire month of March in the Music Library in Salee Hall, Room 108 on the WIU campus during regular Music Library hours. In addition to the exhibit, Marietta Dean, WIU Emeritus Professor of Voice, will present Nadja Boulanger, Educator Extraordinaire. That presentation, that talk, will be at noon this coming Tuesday in the Music Library. It's free and open to the public. Whether performing in a cathedral, a museum gallery, an intimate chapel, or the traditional concert hall, the San Francisco-based Aileron Trio's mission is to present classical music to as broad a range of audiences as possible. And you'll be able to hear the Aileron Trio in action at the next Maple Leaf Community Concert. It takes place this coming Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the Dahl Chapel and Auditorium on the Monmouth College campus in Monmouth. Listeners can expect to hear a range of styles from the classical repertoire to a fusion of genres, including American jazz and Irish idioms. Single admission tickets will be available at the door for $25. The Aileron Trio, part of the Maple Leaf Community Concert Series, this coming Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. On Thursday night, the Western Illinois University Bureau of Cultural Affairs presents The Hunt Family. The
I'm
Hunt
back
Family.
By the apple trees. I'm sitting down by the blackberries. Swinging in my hammock under the trees. And the sun is shining down on me.
The Hunt Family. Audiences of all ages will enjoy the diverse musical styles of this musical family as they perform a wide variety of genres, including Celtic, country, rock, and bluegrass. Not only are they champion fiddlers, members of the family have competed in the World Championship of Irish Step Dancing in Scotland and Ireland, receiving world ranking.
Shine down and world spin around.
performed for Queen Elizabeth's welcoming, now you can welcome them to the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall this coming Thursday night at 7:30. Tickets at $15 and $10 are available at the Hainline box office, 309-298-2900, from noon to 5 p.m. weekdays, and online as well at wiu.edu/BCA. The Hunt Family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sun, shine down and world, spin round. Oh, 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 and sun, shine down.
Friday morning, a week from today, in Quincy. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra presents its Young People's Concerts. That's at 11:30 a.m. at the Baldwin Intermediate School. The performance is open to the public. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra's Young People's Concert, Friday, March 23rd. Three new exhibits are on display at Monmouth College's Hughes Library, including works by Bishop Hill artist Steve Carlison. Carlison's exhibit will be on display in the library's Everett Gallery through March 29th. A reception for the artist will be held a week from tonight on March 23rd from 3 to 5 p.m. There will be a gallery talk at 3:15. Carlison said he frequently uses boxes in his art, with the form representing the Christian standards from his childhood. Over time, those standards have changed and have taken his art to a completely different level, one that he says is dark, irreverent, and often cynical. He insists his works are pure inspiration from random instances of everyday life. Next door, in the library's Gallery 203, a selection of Asian scrolls that once belonged to 1910 Monmouth College graduate Takashi Komatsu are on display. Komatsu donated the scrolls to his alma mater, as well as a selection of traditional Japanese woodblock prints. And on the library's main level, the traveling collection of winning entries from the Associated College of the Midwest's annual off-campus photo contest are on display. Three exhibits at Monmouth College's Hughes Library this month. The Western Illinois University Department of Theater and Dance's Studio Theater Spring 2012 season continues on Friday, March 23rd and Saturday, March 24th, with the play Fat Men in Skirts. It's directed by Brennan Weiswerda. WYU students are admitted free. General admission is $2. There are no reservations. Curtain time for the studio theater is 7:30 p.m. in Simpkins Theater in Simpkins Hall on the WYU campus. In Donelson, Iowa, on Saturday the 24th, it's time for another concert under the water tower. This month's guest is a wonderful singer-songwriter, piano player, Radoslav Lorkovich. Expect everything from Professor Longhair to Randy Newman, plus many of Radoslav's own beautiful songs.
Brown shiny liquor at a four-way stop. Driving my car, carrying all that I got. Got my foot to the floor, got my windows rolled down. I ain't gonna stop till I hit Memphis town. Heading south on a two-lane road. Heading south, think I'm losing control. Heading south before I get old. Heading south, just might never go home. Heading south, baby, you and me. Heading south like a river to the sea. Heading south, can't turn around till I hit Memphis town. Well, I'm tired of cold weather, tired of cold stairs, tired of monotone voices, nothing to say. I'm tired of motion, tired of fast pace, tired of jerking around without rhythm or grace. Heading south on a two-lane road. Heading south, think I'm losing control. Heading south before I get old. Heading south, just might never go home. Heading south, baby, you and me. Heading south like a river to the sea. Heading south, can't turn around till I hit Memphis town.
Radoslav Lorkovich. That's at Music Under the Water Tower, where the shows are at the Donelson American Legion Hall, next to the water tower. The shows start at 8 p.m. Free will donation is appreciated. A busy weekend coming up for our regional orchestras. The Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra holds its spring concerts next weekend on Saturday, March 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Memorial Auditorium in Burlington, and on Sunday afternoon at the IHCC St. John Auditorium in Ottumwa, and at 7:30 p.m. at the IWC Chapel Auditorium in Mount Pleasant. The program includes the Triple Concerto for Violin, Cello, and Piano by Beethoven, featuring the Aileron Trio as the performers, the Sibelius Symphony No. 5, and Sibelius's Finlandia. That's all on the program. Also, the Knox Galesburg Symphony Orchestra will have a concert on Saturday night, March 24th at 7:30. Featured on the program, excerpts from Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream, as well as acclaimed violinist Eva Leon, a return soloist with the KGS, performing the world premiere of Turina's Sonata No. 1 for violin in C major, Opus 51, orchestrated by director Bruce Pollet. That concert next Saturday night is at the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg. For tickets, you can call the Orpheum at 309-342-2299 or visit the Orpheum Theater's box office at 250 East Main Street in Galesburg. You may have heard them on Mountain Stage. They certainly were a hit at the Kerrville Festival. But now, the Steel Wheels will be on our own little stage here in the Tri-States Public Radio performance space for a celebration concert on Saturday, March 24th. Tickets are available by calling us at 1-800-895-2912 or match up with tickets online at tristatesradio.com. Steel Wheels are coming.
I don't love you like I should. I don't love you like you know I should. I don't love you like I should. I don't love you like you know I should. But I love you.
Steel Wheels, here at Tri-States Public Radio for a celebration concert next Saturday night. Tickets at 1-800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com. I'm Ken Zonway. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.